Hey, baby. Welcome back to Rethink Podcast. Today, I'm here with Glenn Herbert. And Glenn, what do you do here at Flatirons?
I'm now the new Lafayette Campus Elementary Director.
Yeah.
I'm a director now.
Director. Should I salute? Should we stand up?
Or thank you. Yeah.
Hey, so we're kind of chatting about what I wanted to talk about today. And our whole staff team went to Atlanta a few weeks ago for a conference down there called Drive. And you and I got stuck on the same van because we love Chick-fil-A. We hijacked that van every time we could. But it was the conference was part of it, but part of it was just us all hanging together and having conversations. And you and I had not had a lot of FaceTime together, and we ended up at a table together. And I called something out that I'm kind of nervous about because you've been on staff how long now?
I think on 2019.
Okay.
I've been a volunteer since 2014.
You've been around a while.
Yeah, I've been around a while.
So first impressions are not always right, but they are impressions. Right. And you kind of scared me a little bit. because you always had this look on your face like you were, like, I don't want to say angry, but you definitely like, I think I'm letting him go on by right now, okay? But I noticed over the last several months, and is this something's changed?
Yeah.
All right. And you've been kind of on a journey. And I know you're married, you're a father, and all of those are playing into this journey.
Yeah.
And so I want to sit back and listen, and because that meal was way too short. And I think it was your story is your story, but I think there's a lot of other, you know, people out there going, I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you weren't, you know, just angry man, you know, but you're not that now,
right?
Like, you're one of the most joyful, happy, like, I mean, you're a cheerleader on our staff. Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to hang out, right?
Right.
And I do too. So just talk about what the last couple of years have been like for you.
Been a storm.
Yeah.
It's been,
but explain this accent first. Where are you from?
Y'all know I'm from Louisiana.
Yeah. New Orleans.
Yeah. We always say New Orleans, but, Kenner, Louisiana. Kenner is the spot where you come in to the airport.
Okay.
Because people are like, I don't know no Kenner. Like, you went to New Orleans? Yeah. You had to get fly, right? Yeah, I flew. Kenner is the place where your airport airplane landed.
All right.
So Kenner, Louisiana, Metro New Orleans.
All right.
But yeah.
All right.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Cajun, baby.
Yep. And who's the most influential person in your life? I'm supposed to ask.
I know Mary's. That's two people. I thought about something that you said that made me, reminded me of this other person.
Okay.
My G-Ma and my grandfather.
Okay.
Because when we was in Devon, you said about, you know, my dad had my back. Like, my dad, he had me.
Yeah.
And that reminded me about my grandfather. Like,
okay.
My grandfather was that dude when he was alive, like, he
was in your corner.
That man's support. He was disciplined.
Yeah, sure.
He would talk to me about things, and it wasn't that discipline, like, go get the switch, go get the belt.
Yeah.
It was that, come here.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? All right. You know,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, so those two, you know.
Yeah.
And also, you know, a third person, as of late, I think that helped with my transformation is my wife, Kelly.
Okay.
I feel like... she, like, she just allowed me to see how she do things in her line of work, and just allowed me to be me and, like, make my mistakes and have my moments and not put them on the front burner and be like, yeah, you did, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, you kind of have a little tone right now. Like, oh, I do? Oh, I didn't think I do, you know.
Or wives see right through.
Yeah,
right?
You know, so I'll say, you know, obviously my grandfather not alive, but like, I think G-Ma and Kelly are two, you know, people right off the bat that's like,
okay,
you know, definitely have that influence on me.
Well, you use the word transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just talk about that journey.
It's been a long journey, you know, I mean, do I start with as a kid? Do I start with finding that you have a child with special needs? Starting off as a kid, like I said, once my grandfather passed away, and I was just talking crazy. I was just talking with Dan Foote yesterday, and I was like, I think that's when my trajectory changed when my grandfather died. I say because he wasn't there to, hey, I got you. You good. When he died, I started, you know, experiencing death, family members passing away, but no one was there for me per se.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, example, when my grandfather died, we got home from the funeral, had to repass at the house. Everyone getting out the limo. I was one of the first. You know, everyone checking up on my grandmother, rightfully so. That's his wife. Come on, Miss Etna, we good. Checking up on his other his kids and stuff. Everybody just walking past me and just tapping me on my head like, you'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So that moment right there as a, what, nine-year-old was like, all right, you just got to get over stuff. You just got to. Nobody would care.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. They don't want to hear it. So that started to close me off, close me up and lock me up to where it's not so much I didn't trust people, but it's like I trusted myself first and foremost. Even if someone's saying, I got you, you don't have me. And that was the way from seeing my cousin get shot from afar, from a distance, my friend Kyle passing away, and I was supposed to be in a car with him and his grandparents. Then, you know, my dad coming back in my life after however many years, and then killing my stepmom and then killing himself.
Gosh.
You know, just like, all right, get over it. You know, and it just.
But you don't really get over it. You just push it
You
down.
Just suppress it.
Right?
You just suppress
it's
it.
All right?
It's all in there. It's all in there. It's like. And when you have, as a kid and as a middle school kid, when adults leaning on you, they coming to you like, you know, for comfort. And it's like, well, damn, when do I get a chance to, like, grieve and whatnot? And I'm telling you, like, even to this day, like, I remember there's times, I forgot who passed away last. I remember Kelly coming on, she's like, you okay? Me, I'm good, you know? Like, you sure? Yeah, I'm good. But she knows I'm not going to come out and just say it because I've been trained, so to speak, to put on this.
Fine, I don't need anything.
Yeah, I don't need anything. I'm fine. Wow. You good? Forget me. You good? Yeah. And so that made it hard as a growing as a man because society say I'm supposed to be this type of husband, this type of father. So then when we get a child with special needs thrown at us. So I was like, you got to be this. You got to be this. And so I'm like, I ain't asked for this. You know, and I'm beefing with God in the process.
But on the outside, I'm good. I'm good.
Outside, you know, I'm good. Like, yeah, we good. You know, trust God. Yeah, I'm praying, you know, but man, I'm mad as I want to be, you know, and.
What? You're angry. I mean, you can't be angry at a baby or a child,
nope,
right?
Can't be angry.
But you're still angry. But where do you point it?
I'm pointing it at God.
Okay.
You know, because it's crazy. Remember that movie, Wild Thing, where you had your boy that had the little Jobu. Was like Jobu. I give you wine. I give you liquor, cigars, whatever. Like he was trusting Jobu, so. He's mad at Jobu because, you know, he hasn't hit a ball in how many games or whatnot. So I'm like, all right, God, you took my mom away from me. This is what I'm thinking. Not looking at logic. Logic is out the window right
now.
You took my mom away from me. I never met her. Never. Don't know nothing about but what people say. And the picture I have of her laying in her casket. You took daddy away from me, my grandfather, because I called him daddy. You took that man, all right? Bypass, you took mom, but you took daddy? and I still trusted you. You took Mark. You took Kyle. You took Mama Mel, my stepmom, you know? Mm. You didn't even give me a chance to point my finger in my dad's chest so he could survive the gunshot. There's so many times I wish that man would have survived so I could have pointed in his chest, you know, but I still had faith. Still trusted. All we pray for, a healthy child, you know? So in this midst of myself and this, like, so we pray for was a healthy child, and you give us the special needs child, but is he healthy? Like, he's healthy, right? Yeah, he's healthy, but he still has special needs. But is he walking? Because there are some people with a special needs kid who are bound to a wheelchair forever. Right. Yeah, he can walk. There was always a but. You know, can he do this? Yeah, he can do that, but, you know, I was always finding the butt. But he's not sleeping. I'm up 7 days a week, 365 with him, as early as 12 a.m., as late as 4:30 a.m., rocking him, hours. Look, after 2 hours, he's still, he like,
yeah.
Right? And then I'm like, bruh, this, where's our damn help?
Yeah.
And then
that explains walking around angry.
Yep.
All the time. Tired all the time. Angry all the time. But no one to really point it at except God.
Right. And then I'm also a type that try not to make excuses. Like Tyler be the first to tell you if I snap at him, if I
say Tyler's your other child.
Tyler, my oldest. You can ask him without me. He'll be like, yeah, daddy's never used being tired as an excuse. Like, I go to him like, yo, I'm sorry I snapped at you. You know, it might not be right then and there. It might be later on. It's like, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, it's okay. You're tired. Like, no, it's not okay. Me being tired is not an excuse for me to have an attitude with you or mama, nobody. I say, I made that choice. And so I keep saying, like, God, where's the help? But then I double back. What'd you pray for before you got into bed? You pray for Kelly's safety. You pray for Tyler's safety. Pray for Jackson's safety. Pray for their health. Only thing you asked God for was strength and energy. So did God give you the energy to endure Jackson being up for 5 hours, however long it was? Yeah. Did he give you the strength to hold him, to hold another human while you dance, try to get him back down, and then hold him in the rocker five alone? Yes. So why are you mad at God? Did he not give you what you asked for? Yeah. But I want.
One of the things you said at the table that night that just maybe is, it's like, I don't know if it came, you thought of this or God put it in your head was, who else is going to rock this baby?
Yep.
Right? Who else?
Who better?
Who better to rock this baby than you? Right?
Because that's what we do as humans, as people. Why me? Why not you? And I feel like that's what God was saying to me or would tell me. And I'm like, why me? Why not you? Who can handle this?
Right.
Who? And this is going to double back to what you said about me walking around with that angry look. Who can go with a little sleep? 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour, and still make it? I can. But you chose to walk around mad at the world, mad at other people. But then if they ask you, how you doing? Fine. So why are you mad at everybody else? And that's where I was. I'm walking around, coming in. All right, how long this going to be? I got stuff I got to do. You know, I got to go print these coloring pages. I got to do this, you know? Like, I'm an energy involved. Like, the vibe and energy I was giving off, it wasn't welcoming, you know? I mean, I wasn't welcoming at home. you know, half of the time with Kelly, Tyler, you know, things sometimes they have to tiptoe around like, is he good? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this, and maybe this, so it wasn't just here, you know, it was at home affecting, you know, my wife being like hesitant of, I don't know if I want be around him. And so I was like, is dad angry? Is dad okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it, but I had to have a, you can tell me over and over to you, blue in the face, you're not yourself. You're not yourself. I see this. I see that. I had to have that talk with myself.
That's right.
I had to check myself. I had to replay. Damn, Jim was right there. I walked right there by him, and then I turned away. When I could have easily, what's up, Jim? Something as simple as that.
Yeah.
So I'm replaying all the stuff, and like that, at home, this, that. You're not showing up, bro.
Yeah, I love, because I'm looking in the mirror right now at my own life. It's like, there's so many things I think a lot of us can identify is like, yeah, I should have said hi, but he could have said hi. Or,
yeah,
like, I could have, but they could have done that too. And it's always that but.
Yeah.
But can he walk? Yeah, but he can't do this. But can he do this? Can he? Yeah, but, you know, and it's almost like we are determined to not look in the mirror and look at our own stuff and blame. We'll blame a little boy.
Yeah.
We'll blame God. We'll blame our wife. We'll blame nobody understands. We'll blame, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't do any good. And you stop doing that.
Yeah, I stopped using Jackson's situation as a crutch, because I felt like even though I wasn't saying I was using a crutch, it was technically being used as a crutch. Like, I only got 2 hours of sleep. And leave it at that,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Therefore, I get to act this way.
Yeah, therefore, right? I get to act this way. Yeah. Even though, my actions are saying it. My words don't have to say it.
Yeah.
My actions are saying, I've been up with Jackson since 12 a.m. Had to hold him. So, take it how you want to take it.
Yeah.
You just going to deal with it, though. I had that matter-of-fact attitude, like, you just going to deal with it.
Yeah.
This what you get, deal with it.
And is that where you are now?
Nah, that's...
Where are you now?
Man.
Because, I mean, you still aren't getting sleep, right? I mean, that hasn't changed. Circumstances haven't changed a lot, so what's changed?
You just... What changed is... I realize I've already known my purpose, but I understand my purpose. Like, God gave me a gift to touch others. In many ways, whether it's at home, whether it's here, it's in community, outside, like, as much as I like to decompress alone, you know, I try to say that I'm this introvert or whatever. No, I like to decompress alone. Like, at the end of the day, I like to alone and like, okay, you know, but I have a way that can touch others, that can make others feel good, like someone's down, to make others feel comfortable, you know. It's like when Kelly travels, she always say, like, leave your ringer on in case I need you. And I never understood that. Like, I used to be like, for what? I'm trying to sleep too, you know. But it always brought her comfort knowing that she could, you know.
She can get to you.
She can get to me and whatnot. Yeah. But I'm telling you, for the longest times, I was like, leave my ring on. I need to sleep. You know, this boy ain't sleeping, you know?
Yeah.
And then she would always say, like, hey, but if you go in Jackson's room, make sure you turn it off, this and that and whatnot. But, like, I never understood that. Like, you know, I bring a sense of comfort for her, you know, sense of peace. Tyler, I think our relationship has changed dramatically of late, you know. And I see him, I'm hugging him more.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how tired I am, you know, he said, how you doing there? Like, you know, partly using things like partly cloudy, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, if you see me coming out of Jackson, Jackson didn't sleep? Nah, I'm good. We good. Fresh start. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, walking the door. That stuff that after my grandfather passed away, I didn't get that stuff. Like growing up, you know, from the 9 years old up, like walking in the door, like, hey.
Health Tyler.
Oh, he's good, man.
How old?
Oh, nine. No, nine. 10.
10. So he's right there.
Yeah, he's 10.
He's trying to figure out who he is, right?
Trying to figure out who he is.
And he's looking at you.
And he truly does. Like, he, it's funny, on the stage, Sunday in the room, one of the leaders was like, yeah, Tyler was up there with him. And he was talking about the room, the expectations that we go over. And the leader was like, yeah, I'm not old like Mr. Glenn. And Tyler got mad. Like, I see, and he's like, my dad's not old. You old. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, like, he just he sees I'm trying.
Well, yeah.
And we talk about that. Like, I say, sometimes your best effort's not going to be enough, you know, but at least you try. At least you gave everything.
Yeah.
That's what matters the most.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I was teaching about how God can save anybody and forgive anybody, and God can use anybody, right? And the way God uses us, we think that there's this short list of the cliche things that God can use, like a great teacher or a great speaker or a great blah, 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 blah. But usually, like I found out, it doesn't matter if I have those. The thing that connects me to men, especially, is the things that I wish hadn't happened.
Yeah.
The fear, the shame, the insecurity. I always said I wish I had cooler things to be ashamed of, you know, like I robbed banks for 10 years, you know, you're awesome. You know, no, I didn't do that. But it's like, when you say you have an ability to touch and comfort and encourage, which I see, it's just what you gift, but it doesn't come out of nowhere. So nobody can go, oh yeah, you can be encouraging. You've always had an easy life.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Paul writing from a prison cell. It kind of gives him some credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You come from, you know, hard life, right? Yeah. A lot of loss. You have a lot of reasons to be angry. And then you God gives you a child that has some special needs. That diagnosis is officially what?
This thing is SLC-6A1. Like, they still don't even have a name for it. But delays, mental, physical. He's 5 years old, but he's really 18-month-old.
Okay. All right.
And autistic. Use a talker.
It's a Chick-fil-A button.
Not the Chick-fil-A button.
Yeah, I love it. I love it so much. But like, so you have a long list of going, I can be angry.
Yeah.
Because this happened and this happened and this happened and this and then you had this aha moment of, well, I have some choices and decisions to make here, right?
Yeah.
And God has chosen me for certain things, right? I think it's really, really rare.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a journey. You didn't get there overnight.
It was a long journey.
And there's still triggers, I bet, that take you back.
Oh, many times.
Yeah. So here's how I'm going to wrap this up. There's some guy that's sitting out here listening to us right now, okay? And he's angry that his life's unfair, right? Maybe it was death. Maybe it was affairs. Maybe it was addiction. Maybe it was his father didn't die. His father beat the crap out of him or ignored him, was at work all day. But he's still a 9-year-old boy going, where's mine?
Right.
And then he gets older and thinks things are going to get better. And then here comes another wave of hardship. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to him? Like what word of encouragement or, you can't, you know, you have the gift of encouragement and touching people and making them see things that they don't currently see. All right. So this is your opportunity. No pressure. There's somebody out there going, I'm angry about my life. It's not fair. And they're walking around with resting bitch face all the time. Yeah. I would say that. But yeah. You know what I mean?
I rent an asshole face. Yeah,
asshole. That fits him. Right. Yeah. But
boot it up.
No, I look for you in the hallway now. I don't run from you. So all right, frustrated dude out there about his life. Give him a word.
I tell him the sun is always shining, even when it's cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to rise above the clouds. You think about when you're on the airplane and you take off and it's cloudy and you're just aggravated, like, then as soon as you get above those clouds and you see that sunshine and the blue skies, you're a walking testimony.
Yeah. You know? When you're in a rocking chair, hour 3 of the 5 that you're rocking in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. or when you're overwhelmed with whatever or memories, right? How do you do that? How do you, I know the metaphor, I get it. Like, what's your process that gets you out of the clouds and seeing a little bit of sunshine?
Now, when I have to go in this room, instead of going in like, here we go, I was like, thank you for this opportunity, because we don't grow through the sunshine.
Yeah.
We grow through the storms.
There you go.
We revel in the sunshine like, ah, man, remember that rough patch I made it through?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was rough.
Yeah.
Like many times, Kelly, and I've been like that, you know, like, remember when, I was like, yeah, we ain't never think we would make it through that, huh? I was like, oh, no, that was rough. So
yeah,
that's what I think we all have to realize, that we don't think, and like I said, this ain't me trying to be this, you know, this Christian man or whatever, but it's the truth. We don't thank God during the bad times. As soon as it's good times, thank you for this beautiful sunshine we have, and thank you for these blue skies. And like,
and stomp our foot and get mad in the storm.
Yeah, when it's raining, especially out here in Colorado, said, man, thank you for this rain, because these mountain areas need it so these wildfires don't kick up again, or so it's not as dry and not messing with the sinuses and the allergies. Like, we don't think past our spot right here. We just stay right here, and we don't want to creep out. And that's where I was. Like, I wanted to leave, but I didn't want to leave that spot right there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, and part of it was a defense mechanism. Sure. I will admit that. Part of it, I didn't want people coming like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry you're going through that. And then I don't see him. And then it's like,
it's grandpa's funeral all over again.
Yeah, that false sense of hope. And it's like,
Yeah.
And so part of it was a defense mechanism, but I had to chin check myself first to realize you affecting lives.
Yeah, you are.
You affecting your home life. You affecting your work life, your church life. You are. You're not a representative of Kelly and Tyler and Jackson. You surely not a representative of Flatirons, because somebody be like, oh, Kelly, that was your husband?
Yeah.
Maybe for you and them boys.
Hey, so we're going to release this around Father's Day, right? And every once in a while you get a little picture of, maybe I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
All right? And Tyler gave you a gift the other day.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, when I heard about it, I was like, I'm going to bring that up.
Yeah.
But he's a pretty creative kid, right?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He messing with the iPad. We get mad at him because he's like, he want iPad time. Then he won't do game. I'm minding my business at work, and he sent a text, and it's like a video, and Jackson's in his car seat. Think he might have had his helmet on, because Jackson has to have a helmet on because he hits his head. And so then I'm like, okay, let me stop. And at the bottom is like, because you and Mama help provide Jackson with an awesome life. So I watched the video, and I'm like, man, I got some allergies up in this building, man. I need to talk to Beth to fix this thing.
Tyler did a video about the wonderful life that you've provided for.
Yeah, and it's a picture of a lot of pictures of Jackson smiling, laughing, and a few pictures with Tyler, stuff. And he had one of the captions like, we're in this forever, or we got this together forever, something like that. But back in the day, me would have been like, oh, that was nice, left it at that. But I was like, you did it. I said, who did that? You did that? He's like, yes, sir. I was like, oh, you did a great job. So I'm probably like, but hey, I want you to know you do a whole lot to help make sure Jackson has an awesome, great life as well.
That's good.
So I thank you for it. I wouldn't have done that this time last year before and whatnot. I just like, I told him it was good. He could read between the lines, figure it out.
Yeah, we're not.
But
usually when we read between the lines, we don't read the right stuff.
We don't read the right stuff. So, and you know, in that boosted up, when I saw him, I was like, hey, man, you did that with that video. He's like, thank you. And then just like, great job, my man. And so like, he's more open now to talk to him. So that was the moment to where, like, you know, also in Costco, he wanted to chin check.
That's fair.
He wanted to chin check a guy who got smart, who said something on this breath that's because I've all passed.
Yeah, we're in this together, right?
Yeah, even this together. So
hey, I want to say thanks for this. I'm glad we sat at a table in Atlanta a few weeks ago. But here's what I'm not a prophet, you know.
Yeah.
But here's what I think is going to happen, because you're high profile on the Lafayette campus, which is our biggest campus. So you're out there in the middle of the hallways, right? I have a feeling, and I want to give people permission if it's all right. Some dude's gonna whisper in your ear and go, "Hey, I want to talk to you sometime."
Yeah, and I welcome that.
I know you do. Yep. And I think God leverages our stories, because there's a lot of other people out there with similar stories, but they think they're alone.
Yeah.
Right, and we're not alone.
Yeah.
And I think that Tyler said it best: we're in this together.
Yeah.
And we got to do that. So thanks, man.
Michael Jackson said it too: "You're not alone."
That's how we're gonna end this. That's how we're gonna end this.
You know I love karaoke. You know I like karaoke.
You do. And I love Michael Jackson. Most of it. Early.
Yeah.
Early. Yeah. Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, baby.
We're out of here. See ya. Yeah. All right.